to tell us more about the public debut of the cells and their potential to change the way we create energy for good is Professor Paul de Stoel, a physicist from the University of Newcastle and the creator of the organic printed solar panels. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Marlene. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So firstly, what do these printed solar panels look like? What are the key features of them?
Well, what we do here, Marlene, is we've developed the ability to print, as you said in your intro, these solar cells at really large scale. And so they look like strips, if you like, sheets of flexible material, which has the solar cell printed on them. And then in the case of this latest demonstration in Lane Cove, we're in a public park. And so we've actually encased them in some thin acrylic sheet just to protect them from the kids. It's right next to a playground.
Oh, lovely. And what are the benefits of having something, quite lightweight and thin?
Well, what this does now is it allows us to think about placing solar cells across vast areas and on buildings and structures and surfaces that couldn't necessarily take a standard conventional solar cell. To give you an idea, your silicon solar cells that we see up on roofs all over the place, they weigh about 20 kilograms per square meter. Our solar cells are only 300 grams. So you can see that they're much, much lighter. And so we can stick them down onto surfaces very simply using double-sided sticky tape, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
And they actually flex and conform to the surface, so you hardly know they're there. And there are all sorts of roofs, for example, in industrial roofing, that just can't take the weight of a conventional solar cell. Or we can think about applications in brand new areas, such as shade cloth for horticulture, or in fact, even emergency applications where we can print solar cells on demand.
That's quite incredible. And what do you hope to achieve by having this public installation in the Lane Cove Park? And where is the park, by the way?
Yeah, it's just part of a new urban redevelopment run by Lane Cove City Council. It's a beautiful new development, actually, up in Lane Cove on top of one of their shopping centres. And our installation is part of an arbour, a walkway, where the cells are curved and they actually power a light display that's triggered by people walking under it at nighttime.
I'm just looking at a picture of it now. I didn't expect it to be so curved.
That's right. So that's really showcasing the advantage of these cells in that they are so flexible that we can conform and go around corners and that sort of thing.
And what's next for this technology, this panel, in terms of commercialization? Will I be able to print my own panel at home?
I don't know. I mean, it is possible. In reality, I think that to give you an idea of the printers that we're actually using at scale, of course, these are a little different from the printers you have at home. So we use a printing machine that can print half a kilometre of solar cells at a time. And usually you'd use it for making wine labels, actually. So it's a relatively straightforward machine, but quite large. The next stages for the commercialization are the development of a first factory to build printed solar here in Australia. And we're now planning for that and developing that sort of infrastructure for large-scale manufacture in 2 years' time.
That sounds incredible. And what an interesting transition from wine labels to solar cells.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but thank you so much for taking the time to tell us all about the printed solar panels.
No problem at all, Marlene. Thank you very much for your interest.